All right, 8 minutes gone past the hour of four. I was trying to get connected with my guest. I'm still trying to get connected with my guest. So it took me a while to start the show. But welcome to the conversation for the hour. You're listening to Hard Facts and 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Khaled Akorubatbo, and it is my pleasure to have you on the other side of the radio as we now will continue the conversation for development. Today I want us to talk about something. I want us to talk about something really, really important. As we already know, the political drama in River State has left the legislative arm of government in the state in shambles. It's non-functional for the time being, given there is a court order asking all parties involved in the crisis in the House, to maintain status quo. Don't do anything. Stay put. Pending when we determine the motion that has been brought to the court by Honorable Edison Ehie. Interesting, right? Also, that court will sit next week. So that means we would have to wait till next week to be able to get a judgment before the House can sit. Interesting. Now, you and I understand, and we've talked about it. It means that, for instance, there will be no relationship between the legislative arm of government and the executive, and it could affect, budgeting. It could affect oversight functions done by the legislative arm of government. Oh my goodness. So basically, it will affect governance for the people. So how can the people respond? Because we have heard different political statements. Oh, it's a father and son fight. Oh, it's a disagreement between family members. Oh, the recent one by Desmond Akawa, when small boys are playing politics, how it is and all of that stuff. We've had different political statements. Yesterday we talked about, what the former governor said about the current governor, accusing him of a very weighty, serious crime. On Friday, we talked about how he called the current governor an ingrate. So we have looked at the various political statements, but nobody is talking about how it affects you and I. Nobody is talking about how it affects the people of River State. Nobody is talking about that. So I'm going to quickly read something I saw on social media. I cannot verify the source, but it brought about something in my head. It gave me an idea for a conversation which I like to talk about. And by the way, it concerns you and I. It concerns how governance can trickle down to you and I. So there is this story that a group known as Ogoni Development Drive says it has commenced mobilization and sensitization to recall three members of the River State House of Assembly. Now, the lawmakers are Deputy Speaker of the House, Honorable Dumle Mahol, representing Gokana constituency, Honorable Afoji Igwe, and Honorable Barile Nwanko, representing Eleme and Kana constituencies respectively. Now, the group in a statement accused the lawmakers of abandoning their core mandate to collect what they described as peanuts to endorse the impeachment of Governor Sim Fubara just to please an individual who does not have the interest of the state at heart. Now, the group also called on members of the various constituencies to sign the petition to ensure the lawmakers are removed. Now, I can also take this as another political statement. If I were to be in the UK, or if I were to be in the United States or maybe Canada and I see a story or a report like this, I would understand, because usually, lawmakers, representatives, listen to their constituents before they make any decision at any parliamentary session. If there is a debate, a national debate, the representatives will go back to their constituents. Anyways, I'm not going to do the lecturing. I've got a guest via the phone. I've been able to connect now. I have Barrister Richard Okocha, Professor of Law, Rivers State University. Welcome on the show, Prof.
Thank you, Okocha.
Yes, for a second, I thought you were not going to make it to the show because I've called and I've called. All right, welcome.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, so we're looking at, you know, what the people or how the people can get themselves involved in this political situation happening in River State, most especially at the Legislative Assembly. Now, you've heard the story. Some people are looking at recalling their representatives. I want to ask, how can we remove a lawmaker who we believe is not representing his people very well, or is not carrying the responsibility of being a lawmaker very well? How can such a lawmaker be removed?
Well, Section 110 of the Constitution provides for recall of a member of the House of Assembly. I think we're talking of with lawmakers, so Section 110, which relates to State House of Assembly.
Mm.
And it provides that if the chairman of INEC receives a petition signed by more than half, let's just say 51% majority.
51 of?
By 51% should do, it should meet the definition of more than half.
Okay.
So, if you receive petition signed by more than half of the registered voters in a constituency, saying that they lost confidence in their representatives, that we can within 90 days organize a referendum in that constituency. And if a simple majority of the voters there approve that petition, the member stands removed.
So let me get you right. 51% of registered voters, people who have permanent voters card in that constituency, sign a petition against the lawmaker. INEC will call for some kind of voting, and then if
expressing that they have lost confidence in his representation.
Okay.
The language of the law is if the petition signed by more than one half of the person, that's why I say 51% will do. Of the persons registered in the constituency as voters, alleging their loss of confidence in that member. And the petition is thereafter in a referendum conducted by the Independent National Electoral Commission within 90 days of the date of the receipt of the petition, approved by a simple majority of registered voters in that place. That member stands removed.
In the history of Nigeria, has it ever happened, you know, has it ever been done recalling a lawmaker, either at the national
the
or...
The law has been there. I'm not aware of one successful recall, but I'm aware of attempts. A few years ago, you recall there was an attempt by Senator Gino Francisco to recall him from Senate. And it brought them on and kind of got stuck. There were court actions and all of that, and the leadership of the Senate saying one thing or the other. But the president does not require any other business between the constituents and the INEC as far as the 100 confirmed for House of Assembly and the relevant section for the National Assembly. If they summon, if they generate up to more than half. Okay. 1% registered voters. More than half of those who registered in that constituency to vote signed that petition. INEC, chairman of INEC is obligated within 90 days to organize a referendum within that constituency, and it's a simple majority. It is again 51% of the registered voters here approve the petition. That means
so is there anything the court can do to interfere in the process? Because you said, you know, they attempted to remove Dino Melaye when he was in the Senate.
A person who feels that there is something that is can go to court. For instance, the subject of such recall process could go to court. The challenge is there are good grounds would be if the people who signed petition are less than the number required by the constitution, then the court will intervene. If the people who signed are people from other constituencies, not people from this constituency, and they can prove it, court will intervene. Otherwise, once the requirement of the law is complied with, INEC chairman will be obligated to do what he has to do. A court will only intervene where there has been a circumvention of the letters of the law or of the steps required by the law.
Okay. Let me ask, the motive of the people, because in Rivers State, for instance, we play politics a lot. Even with the law, we can politicize it. Would the law not ask the motives of the people who have now become signatories to the petition asking for the removal of a lawmaker? So, for instance, 51% of people from my local government say they want to remove me as lawmaker. Would the law not question their motive? You know, for instance, if you're impeaching a governor, the law would say, okay, you know, give reasons. You know, there should be a process to verify the reason, the gross misconduct as you know, prescribed or by the assembly. Is that not the process for recalling the lawmaker?
No. What I read to you is the text of the constitution, of section 103 of the constitution. All that is required is that the petition states that they have lost confidence. Loss of confidence is loss of confidence. It doesn't have to have a reason. So that they have lost confidence in their representatives. That is all that is required to prepare the process. A petition stating that signed by up to 51% of the voters in that area. That's all that's required.
Interesting. So now,
we don't do it for verification because the law does not say if it commits X, Y, Z. The law says if they lose confidence, it is representing them. So if they lose confidence, they have lost confidence and there is no further requirement.
Okay.
There will be no...
As a professor of law, you've been, I mean, teaching law for as long as, you know, as long as. Looking at what's happening in Rivers State and looking at what the law says, what do you think the people can do to solve this problem? Is recalling lawmakers the way to go? Do you think the people can have a say? Because up until now, I have heard people say, oh, the politicians are fighting and there's nothing we can do. But going by the letters of the law, do you think the ball is in the court of the people?
Oh, yes, the people are concerned, and I believe they should be concerned because the development of the state and their own well-being is at stake. If people are concerned, yes, they can do something. With respect to the lawmakers, they can support their lawmaker if they are satisfied with what he's doing, but if they are not satisfied with what he's doing and they try to draw his attention to do what they prefer and he does not, they can initiate the process of recall. Yes, they can.
Interesting. All right. Your final words on this, because we're going for a commercial break, and I think I would have to let you go before the commercial break. So your final words on this, what advice would you give to Rivers people, you know, given this situation that is before us?
If you enjoy the situation, if you don't enjoy the situation, do something. As you say, you say something you don't like, say something.
Mm.
You say that you don't like it. So we have already talked about what options that are available to them. So they have their options, and I think they should do something to get parties to stop so that the state can grow.
All right. Thank you very much, Professor Richard Wokocha, Professor of Law, Rivers State University. Thank you very much for your time. I do appreciate.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So you've had the Professor of Law. He says you have the power, not the politicians. The ball is in your court. Do you like what is happening? We've been talking about this for weeks. We've been saying, oh, governance disrupted. We've been saying, oh, the people at the legislative arm of government have misplaced priorities. You know, different arguments have been ongoing on the show for weeks now. And like I have said, the assembly will remain closed pending the determination of the motion in court. How are you seeing this? Is recalling the way to go? I find out when we come back from the commercial break. Please do stay tuned. This is Hard Facts, and I am Khaled Akorubatubo, and I love the fact that you're waiting to contribute your thoughts. Stay tuned.
Hard Facts on 92.3. Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back from that very long commercial break. 28 minutes to the top of the hour. This is Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Khaled Akorubatubo, and we are looking at the legislative troubles in Rivers State. And I was just speaking with, Professor Richard Wokocha, Professor of Law, River State University, and we were looking at the reports as seen on social media that a group is looking at recalling members of the River State House of Assembly. Now, the group is known as Oguni Development Drive, and it says it has commenced the mobilization and sensitization of its members and people in that constituency or the constituencies to recall three lawmakers. The lawmakers are Deputy Speaker of the House, Honorable Dumle Mahol, representing Gokana constituency, Honorable Afoji Igwe, and Honorable Barile Nwako, representing Eleme and Kana constituencies. And I'm asking the question, is this the way to go? Is this the way that Rivers people can settle this imbroglio, this impasse? Is this the way that, you know, Rivers people can get themselves involved? Now, my guest did say that all that is required is more than half of registered voters in the constituencies. For instance, if we would stick with Kana, for instance, or we would go with Eleme, or maybe even, which one is there now, Gokana, right? All that is needed is more than half, more than 50%. That's, we can do 50.01%. 50.02%, 50.9%, you know, something like that. And INEC will call for, you know, a situation where there will be a vote. And once there is a vote and it surpasses, or, you know, there is a majority, then that lawmaker is removed from office. All that is required is more than 50% of registered voters petitioning INEC saying they have lost confidence in the lawmaker. Is this the way to go? Is this how you think Rivers people should involve themselves? Because it's been more than a month. It's been more than a month. And we have had our legislative assembly in comatose, in a state of doldrum. And I'd like to hear from you. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Those are the call numbers. Ring the studio right now and I would take you towards WhatsApp number 08090306416. Remember, we're live on Facebook, Nigerian for PH. We're live on YouTube, Nigerian for PH. And we're active on X, Nigerian for PH. Now, I should put a caveat out there. This is not in any way a political conversation from my side. It's a conversation for development. It's a conversation where we, the people, begin to rise and make the politicians know that it's not, you know, governance is not a personal thing. It's not an individual thing. It's a collective thing. It's a people-oriented thing. It is for the people, by the people, of the people. It is why the majority takes the day, because the people are the ones involved. It's not one person. It's not for a few people. And that's why we're having a conversation. So I'm going to start with Clinton, who's calling from Bori. Clinton, welcome. Your constituency is mentioned in that report. Do you think it's a welcome development?
Yeah, Canada, thank you very much. One thing we should understand here is that these persons were elected to represent the people.
Yeah.
And if the people think that you're not doing what they sent you there, they have the right to withdraw you.
Okay.
Now, the reason behind this withdrawal proposal is that we elected a governor. We have a governor in River State.
Mm.
The act of nowhere, the governor that was elected is about to be impeached for no reason by the people we elected to represent us. That means they failed in their responsibility, because they are there to speak for the people, and they're not speaking for the people, they're speaking for somebody else.
So
the people have
Clinton,
the right.
Clinton, so if the people can, if your representatives can give you a good reason for the impeachment, are you saying you would not recall them anymore? Is that what you're arguing on?
Let them give us a reason.
Okay.
Let them tell us why they are trying to impeach the governor. Because the governor said on many fora, why am I to be impeached? What have I done?
Okay. All right.
So
all
if right. they tell us the reason why they want to impeach the governor, the people should continue in the withdrawal process.
All right. All right, then. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I've got Zion from Jerry. Zion, welcome. What is on your mind? Please tell me.
24 hours after that saga, we mobilized our men for an emergency meeting, the Zion Political Front, the Aduku Political Vanguard.
Okay.
Why are you laughing? This is serious matter.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
This is serious matter.
Apologies. I'm sorry.
We did not send them there to go and impeach the governor, Governor Sim Fubara. That was not part of the deal. We said, go there and represent us. And across the 23 local government, we mobilize our coordinators and all the unit heads. Some units have gotten their register, and we are going through a serious process. We will recall them. A name was not mentioned. Martin Samuel Willem is in my mouth. They are all among. As long as you are that lawmaker that put a signature and bend the authority to impeach Governor Sim Fubara, I told them, they thought I was joking. They thought Mr. Zion is just talk on radio. No, we are on ground.
Okay.
This is a generation that wants to take governance to a better place.
Mm.
We are tired of this corruption. We are tired of embezzlement. We are tired of this hardship. And we say we'll no longer sit down. Initially, they thought we don't have the fund. But they never know that this is beyond just the fund. This is a matter of interest.
All right.
You saw that day, we mobilize our military. And before they know, in a twinkle of an eye, we are all in the premise of the State Assembly.
All right, then.
They could not even curtail us.
All right.
Until they come out and apologize to the governor of River State and the good people of River State, we are not down on this agitation.
All right.
We are going to recall them, because that is not
Zion, thank you very much. I've got to let you go at this point. You're going to recall them, you say. Micah is calling from Borokiri. Micah, welcome on the show. Let's get your thoughts, please, Micah.
All right, good evening.
Yeah, Micah, greetings.
Okay, said, the recall for me is the way to go.
Okay.
And the truth is, in democracy, and they say power belongs to the people.
Mm.
In our own society, we have not exercised any power that belongs to us,
okay,
including during elections. So for me, I think, and you know the way our society goes, if anything happens successfully like this, it will now replicate in other states. And we actually need to do something to let these people who feel that they are, that when they get into office that nothing can happen. And maybe, for me, I said, the problem we are having in our society, 65% of it is from the lawmakers. And then the rest to the executive and then the judiciary. If we have a good legislation, and then I think we'll go far beyond where we are now.
All right.
So we actually need to exercise power and then do something that will let them know that, look, I need to up my game.
Mm.
I need to leave politics when it comes to governance.
Mm.
Because, I mean, just describe what is happening in River State.
All
that
right.
is purely politics. This is not electioneering period. So why would somebody be playing this kind of politics instead of governance? Then the people are suffering. So the people actually need to exercise their power by recalling a lawmaker. And if that happens once anywhere in Nigeria, I bet you, because I know Nigeria, it will start happening. And then what that will mean, it will now make them sit up.
All right.
So that's my suggestion.
All right. Micah, thank you very much. I've got Ida from Inkoro. Ida, welcome.
Yeah, Kalala, thank you very
much. Yeah, welcome.
I'm waiting for this topic to come. The one representing me in National Assembly, Arnada MPG, I've never one day picked my call. I swear, voted for him. I know him very well. He has never one day picked my call. But I was surprised when the particular man told a press conference that the governor of River State refused to pick his call. So is he angry? They refused to call meeting. Has he ever come to his constituency and tell the people of Obubon call, thank you? He has never done that. He's complaining about another person. Now, brother, these people, whatever we will do to come out there from that place to come back to River to their place, I'll be very, very happy.
All right.
I'm waiting for this opportunity. Yes, there is a whole press conference attending the governor. The governor has never called. The governor has never held meeting with his constituency. Since how many years he was here, has he ever called a meeting or come and tell my people, thank you very much for voting me? He has never picked our call. I'm telling you the truth. But they should stop it. It's not good. Thank you very much. God bless you, Canada. Good man.
Thank you very much, Prince from MOR. Welcome. What is on your mind?
Yes, I remember the example for me. Right.
Yeah, welcome.
I think people should stop swelling crisis in River State.
Okay.
Because when two elephants fight, the grass suffers. All this recalling, not recalling, apologize to see, not apologizing to see, is not helping us. If you watch carefully, you will notice that nothing is moving in River State.
Yes, I agree.
Nothing is moving at all in River State again. Still keep looking like somebody who is waiting for a referee to blow before he starts any project or entering program. Nothing is actually moving the way it ought to be. So if there is anybody who wants to help River State, it's to ensure it encourages him to reconcile with his boss
okay.
or the former governor of River State.
Okay.
For you, swelling crisis, protest, recalling another. You are only doing us more harm than good. And at the end of it, we are the ones to suffer. Because plus minus two will be taking his salary. The other assembly members will be taking their salary too. And me and you are still not employed. People are turning out to the university every day. Projects are being slow. The secretaries are still like that. The civil servant job, which they flagged up since how many months ago, people are not still employed up to today. The UOU one that they have flushed so many persons who work for even 8 months, they are not also being recalled.
Right.
We are the ones at the receiving end. We are all the ones right. suffering. So anybody who wants to to reconcile with the former government okay. so that we can have a good selling project and activities in River State.
All right.
We cannot continue to be on the news before the election, during the election, and after the election.
All right. Thank you very much, Prince. I've got to let you go there. But Prince has got an argument. I mean, if peace between these politicians will help us get development that we seek, should we not beg for reconciliation? However, we've been told that we can, if we lose confidence, recall our lawmakers. But you see, yet again, there is something that I'm bothered about. In River State, we like to take sides. Oh, I am for Kalada. No, I am for Samora Kutinudu. No, I am for Andrew Ifeimi. No, I am for Denise Dennis. We love to take sides, and we play politics when we take sides, to the point that we don't even talk to our friends anymore. I know people who lost friendship as a result of the elections that held early part of this year. Huh? Yeah, I know. So the question then is, if it is so easy to recall, are we not going to play politics with this thing? Even we, the people, we encourage all of these things happening in the country and in River State. Are we not going to politicize? And also, I've just sent a message to my guest. I hope he responds, you know, quickly. What happens, you know, if majority of the lawmakers have their constituents attempting to recall them? Oh my God, interesting conversations, I should say. Let's see this one. This one says, Peter C. Enemua, people who are seeking for political relevance through the back door shouldn't be overheating the polity of the state. Most states have signed their budget for next year. I am very pained because most people are chanting these war songs where people who never wanted Fubara to be governor. Mistakes have been made for the impeachment move. I will encourage Wike and Sim to resolve their differences and end all crisis. Let us move forward. So another person calling for reconciliation there. This one, oh my goodness. Talking about advertisement, I'm moving on. This one says, I will say it again. Right, Honorable Chibika Amechi wonders about this crisis in River State. I'm still watching the end of all of this. This one says, it is a pity that River State seems to be cost any time good is about to come in. The governor said it's clear that there is no rift between him and the minister of FCT. The governor should call the both factions and reconcile with them so the state can move forward. The budget will not be looked into and approved, and by next year, all these people feeling issues will then realize what this means. Momo from Ajib. All right, Momo, thank you very much. Legislative arm of government in Nigeria is more or less a settlement to friends and relatives of politicians, especially at the state level. All the ones they have been legislating. What have we, the masses, achieved? Whether reverse legislative arm functions or not, it is irrelevant. The legislatures should only ensure nothing happens to their salaries and allowances, because those are the only reasons I think they're there for Escobar. But Escobar, you know, if they are there for salaries alone, like you've put it, don't you think if the people begin to put the pressure on their representatives? I mean, I put up a post on social media. It's a pinned post on social media, and I asked the question. And even if I've not gotten the kind of response, as a matter of fact, I don't think I've gotten any response yet. But I asked the question: do you relate very well with your representatives, be it legislators at the national or the state level, or even at the local government level? Do you relate with them very well? Do you have these people coming back to talk to you and saying, what are the things that you need? What laws should I put in place? Do you even have their phone numbers? Do you, I mean, so many questions I asked. I've not gotten the response, but I'm asking it again, because these people are supposed, and I do feel the executive arm of government will not be as laid back as it is, whether at the national, the states, the local government. They will be doing more than we are seeing right now if the legislative arm of government was at the beck and call of the people that they are representing. And that's how I said. But let's go back. This one says, a cow to pass through a needle eye is simpler than to recall the worst representative of the state and or NAS in Nigeria. The only good reason to impeach the sitting governor of River State is his total loyalty to FCT minister instead of the good people of River State. All right, GPRS, you said. This one says, good evening, Mr. KDB. The way forward is reconciliation so that the state can move forward. Things will be worse if this crisis linger. Comrade Oyibo, prosper. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Do we have more messages on Facebook? Fabian Bray, did you recall them? Because we didn't send them to go and constitute nuisance in the assembly. We are going to institute recalling process in the affected House seats in River State because my constituency is affected because they are self-centered. All right. I've got Progress. Progress is calling me from Elele. What has Progress? What does Progress want to say now? Let's find out. Progress, welcome on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
I think that going forward,
yeah,
is to sheathe our sword.
Okay, you want to sheathe swords?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The reason is that the polity is already overheated, and starting recalling process now will aggravate a lot of things, and the state will suffer. What I mean is the peace is what we need in this state.
Progress, I'm going to ask you a question. How would recalling cause our peace to be scattered or to be, I don't know, unsettled? There's a word you use. But how will recalling, because if you recall, then there will be a by-election and then the people would elect someone they believe in. So I'm wondering how does this unsettle the peace?
Kalada, you and I have been in River State.
Of course we have.
You know how elections, the nature of election in River State. We just survived one now. You want us to go back to it again?
You have a point.
In the name of recalling?
You have a point.
I think that our constituency owes the duty to talk to our representatives. And they will change the landing. Instead of the process of recalling alone is a major challenge.
Okay.
I need to go through what happened next. So I think that there are a lot to be done than to follow the process of recalling, which has never succeeded in Nigeria. And I don't think this one will go through. Thank you.
All right, progress. Thank you very much. I've got Tom Polo. Okay, I missed that one. Tom Polo calling from Big Italy. Rex Wankwa on Facebook says, people who couldn't win elections are talking about recall. Okay, but what if it works? Have you thought about it from that angle? What if it works? Gates Watchman says, okay, no, I'm not talking about that one. I've moved on from that conversation. If you're just joining us, I'm talking about a group, something about Ogoni Development Drive. I think that's what they are called. Looking at recalling their legislators at the House of Assembly, you know, in that Ogoni region. They're thinking of recalling them, saying that they are not speaking for the people of the Ogoni region. And I'm using that as a reference point to the entire House of Assembly, and I'm saying is recalling the way to go?